Let's begin with prayer.
早晨好, 让我们以祷告,
Dear God, we thank you for this day.
亲爱的主, 我们为今天感谢你。
We thank you for your love and your goodness that we see each day in our lives.
我们为了在我们每日生活中的你的慈爱和你的美善来感谢。
Now, as we study your word today, would you help us?
当我们学习你话语的时候,
help us to understand and then help us to apply it in our daily Christian life.
帮助我们能够理解你的话语,
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告, Amen.
Amen. Today we are beginning the letters of Paul.
今天我们, 这个星期开始, 我们讲保罗书信。
This will be different now than what we've been looking at with the Gospels and Acts.
这个会和像那个使徒行传的和这个福音书的格式都不同。
And so I want to spend a little bit of time at the beginning today talking about how to read these letters.
所以呢,今天早晨呢, 我想花一点时间来解释说我们如何来读保罗书信。
When we studied Acts, I talked to you about how to read and interpret a book of biblical history.
然后讲使徒行传的时候, 我就给你们讲说如何来解读这个, 就是历史上的这些圣经上的这些书卷, 这些事迹。
Today I want to begin by looking at how you interpret Paul's letters.
今天我想刚开始讲说如何来解读保罗书信。
And then I want to look at Romans and Galatians together.
然后我们就开始今天来看两本书, 罗马书跟加拉太书一起来看。
It will probably take 2 weeks to get through what I want to do today.
然后可能应该花两个星期的时间，我们才能把我想今天想做的讲完。
But I want to spend enough time for you to understand the background of how these letters, how we read these letters.
但是我想花足够的时间来解释我们来如何来读这些书信，然后这个它的书信的背景是什么。
Meanwhile, you can begin looking at 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
现在大家就可以开始来读哥林多前后书了。
And as you read those letters, I want you to be asking, what is the main problem that this church has?
当你读哥林多前后书的时候, 我希望你问的问题是说, 这个教会的主要问题是什么?
And what is Paul's solution for their problem?
保罗给他们提出的解决之道是什么?
So we will pick that up after Galatians, but you can go ahead and begin to read now.
然后我们在讲完加拉太书之后就可以来讲这个哥林多前后书，你可以开始来读这两本书。
Now, let's talk a little bit about how to read Paul's letters.
我们先来讲一点说如何来读保罗的书信。
And really, I could say how to read any letters in scripture. If you'll go to the next slide.
如何来读任何在那个圣经中的书信。
When we read a letter from scripture, we look at it differently than when we read the Gospels or Acts.
当我们读圣经，新约中的这些书信的时候，我们去读的方式呢，是跟读福音书和使徒行传是不一样的。
And I think it is helpful as you're reading to every once in a while remind yourself, I'm reading a letter.
我觉得时不时地提醒自己说，哦，我现在其实读的是一封信。
So if you'll go please to the next slide, the first thing we look at is, we look at the author.
我们第一个要看的是说，谁是这封信的作者。
We're going to be looking later in this series at letters by John, letters by Jude, letters by Peter, and each one of them, knowing something about the author helps us to understand the letter.
我们后边会读是约翰、犹大、彼得写的书信，那你知道这个作者对你理解那封书信是有帮助的。
When we read Paul, he almost always begins his letter by introducing himself.
保罗书信基本上所有的书信都是刚开始就介绍他自己。
Now, most of us, when we write a letter today, we put our name at the bottom.
我们现在的人写书信基本上是把我们的名字放在最后。
The ancient people started their letter with their name, who they are.
古时候的人写信的时候就刚开始就注明声明说是作者是谁写信的人是谁。
Paul very often uses one of two words to introduce himself.
保罗经常用两个词语中的一个两个词语呢来介绍他自己。
One of the words he sometimes uses is the word servant.
一个词就是仆人。
Philippians 1, Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ.
说耶稣基督的仆人保罗。
Ephesians 1,
以弗所书第一章。
The other word that he uses, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus.
他另外一个词用的就是基督耶稣的使徒。
And sometimes he brings those two together.
有的时候呢他就把这两个就放在一起。
Romans 1, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle.
他是这里用了两个词都用了耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召为使徒。
Now the reason I want you to notice that is very often the term he uses expresses something about how he is writing them.
然后呢他之所以这个他用哪个词来介绍自己会表示说他下边会怎么来写这封信。
When he uses the term servant, he is emphasizing he is a fellow believer with the people he's writing.
当他说自己是仆人的时候他在强调说他跟这个收信人他跟他们一样的都是相信耶稣的一个信徒他们是弟兄。
So for instance, when you read Philippians,
我们读那个腓立比书
this church is probably the closest to Paul's heart.
这个腓立比的教会大概是保罗心里最亲爱的就是跟保罗最近的一个教会心里关系最近的。
And he writes to them with warmth, and he says, I, like you, I am a servant of Jesus Christ.
然后他保罗写的这封信就是这封信呢就很心里面是很充满了温情。他就告诉他们说我就像你们一样我也是耶稣基督的仆人。
Other letters, he uses the term apostle.
在别的那个信里边他有时候用这个使徒的这个头衔。
And that term emphasizes his authority.
那个使徒呢这个就强调了他的权柄。
He is writing as a leader who says, you need to listen to what I am saying.
他是作为一个领袖来对他们写信说的就说你们应该听我要讲的。
The letter to the church at Ephesus, Ephesians, was probably a letter that was shared with several churches.
这个以弗所书呢大概是这封书信是被好几个教会都阅读的传播的一封信。
He will probably not know some of the people who read this letter.
所以呢有些收到信的人呢可能并不保罗并不认识他们。
And so his greeting emphasizes he is an apostle. He is writing as their authority.
所以他的问候呢就强调了说他是使徒。他写这封信是有权柄的。
We should look at the recipient of the letter.
我们应该也看这个收信人。
Very often as we go through these letters, I'm going to give you a reference in Acts to look at.
然后呢，当我们看到这个收信人的时候呢，我也会不断的就是给你们一个参考，就是回到使徒行传来看谁是收信人。
So that you can go back in Acts and see the foundation of the church that Paul is writing.
所以呢，你们就可以在使徒行传里看到这个教会的根基，就是保罗是怎么样建立这个教会的。
I'm going to look at this later, so I'm going to move on across that one for right now.
我待会儿会以后会讲，所以我现在就先跳过去。
the circumstances of the letter.
还有这个收信人的这个背景。
As you read, ask yourself, what is Paul responding to?
然后呢，当你读信的时候，你要想到说，保罗他是在回应什么样的问题，回应什么样的主题。
These are letters.
这些都是书信。
And I think sometimes we forget that.
有的时候我们就忘掉了，它是书信。
A letter means I am writing from this person to this person.
书信就表示说这个人写给那个人的。
Now, it is true that these letters are Bible and they are written for all of us.
我们知道这些，当然呢，是的，这些书信是在圣经里面，它最后呢是为我们所有人写的。
But they were not written to all of us.
但是他却不是说，他是为我们写，但是却当时不是写给我们的。
In other words, Paul writes to Corinth.
另外一句，换一种说法，比如说保罗写信是写给写哥林多教会的。
And he answers questions that are asked by that church, and he is answering to them.
然后呢，他在回答那个教会向他所提问的问题，他写给他们。
But he is writing to certain situations.
但是他所写的信呢，是关乎到一些情况、一些背景、一些情况。
He is writing for all of us to benefit. We read it and we learn.
然后他写的这封信呢，是为了我们所有的人，我们读到这些书信，我们都受益。
But he's not writing directly to us.
但是他不是，这个书信呢，不是直接的写给我们的。
You'll see when we look at the letter to Corinth that that creates a problem for us to understand.
然后呢，就是说当我们到了哥林多书信的时候，我们就能看到这一点。这个如果我们没有了解这一点，对我们就会有问题。
Let me give you an example to explain what I mean.
就是给大家一个例子。
The people at Corinth had written to Paul and said, "Are young people who are not married, should they get married or should they stay unmarried?"
然后哥林多教会的人就问保罗，就说我们的年轻人他们还没有结婚。他们是应该结婚呢，还是应该不结婚？
And Paul says, I don't have any teaching from the Lord about this.
然后保罗说，我没有从主这方面来的这个来的话。
But I will say my own opinion, my judgment.
但是我可以说我自己的这个意思，自己的想法。
Because of the current troubles, I think it's better to stay unmarried if you are unmarried.
他说因现今的艰难呢，据我自己来看，如果你要是没有结婚呢，就还是说没有结婚比较好。他说是保罗说守住安常。
He says, my opinion is, if you're married, stay married. If you're unmarried, stay unmarried.
我的意见呢，保罗说就是说，如果你结婚了呢，就是你就待在婚姻里边；如果你没有结婚呢，就。就说还是保持这个没有未婚的状态。
Now, some people have read that and said Paul is writing to everyone.
有的人读这个书信呢，他就觉得保罗是写给我们每个人的。
And so they say, okay, Paul says that you should not get married.
所以他们就说，哦，保罗说了你不应该结婚。
Marriage is not the best.
婚姻不是最好的。
But they forget that Paul is not writing to us all, he is writing to people at Corinth.
所以，但是他们忘了保罗这封信是直接他是写给哥林多教会的人的，他不是写给我们的。
And we don't know what the problem is, but he says, you are facing a special problem, and because of that, it is probably better not to marry right now.
我们不知道他们的具体的问题是什么，但是保罗说你们面对的是一个具体的问题，这样一个特别的问题。那对你们来讲，最好就是如果你没未婚，就还是保持未婚状态。
Now, when we read that letter, we can read it and we say, so what do we learn for us today?
我们读这封信，我们可以来问的是说，那这封信 为我们今天的人，为我们在讲了什么呢？
For me, I think what we learn is this.
对我自己来讲，我觉得我们可以学到的是。
Sometimes it is better to marry. Other situations, it's better not to.
所以在有些情况下，可能最好的是结婚，但是在另外一些情况下，可能最好就是不结婚。
Neither is the right answer for everybody.
不是说对每个人，对每个人这都是最好的答案，都是一样的答案。
I have known people who were determined, I am going to get married.
然后我就认识这些人，他就决定说，我一定要结婚。
And after about 2 years, they wish they had followed Paul when he said, it is better not to marry.
然后大概结婚两年，他们可能就希望说，哎呀，我当时应该跟随保罗的榜样不结婚。
Paul's not giving a command. He is answering a question for a specific circumstance.
保罗不是在给一个吩咐和诫命，他只是在回答一个面对具体情况的具体问题。
Let me give you one other example. When he writes to Galatians, this is a church that is divided by false teaching.
这个教会已经被那个假的那个教训呢，已经分裂了。
And so he writes very, very strongly.
所以这个保罗这封书信很强烈，就是那个语气很强烈。
When we face trouble and division in a church, Galatians gives us a good letter to find guidance.
所以当教会里边有这个麻烦，有这个分裂的时候呢，加拉太书是一个很好的资源，你可以在那里面找到解决之道。
So we look at the circumstances, and then we look at the style.
然后我们看这个风格。
Two of the first letters help us to understand this.
然后呢，头两封信帮助我们了解这些。
Romans is a very organized, structured letter.
罗马书呢是这个，就是说这个结构啊，还有这个整个的这个布局呢，都是非常完整、非常工整的。
It reads like a lawyer or like a teacher giving a lecture that has point A, point B, point C.
它读起来像一个律师所说的，或者像一个老师，他在给学生们一个论点，就是第一点、第二点、第三点规划的结构的很清楚。
First Corinthians is much different.
但是呢，哥林多前书呢，它的风格就完全不同了。
It is almost disorganized.
好像就是有点混乱，没有秩序。
Because he is answering questions that they have sent to him.
因为他在回答他们所问的问题。
And so instead of A, B, C,
所以呢，不是说这个论点一二三这样。
Instead of a teacher giving a lecture, it is more like a discussion where people are saying, I have a question, and he answers.
然后呢，他这个形式呢，更像说一个课堂讨论，就是学生说，哦，我有问题，老师就回答。
So as you read, hear the style of the letter.
所以当你读的时候，你要能听出来，看，读出来这个书信的不同的风格。
Now if you will go to the third slide, many of the letters, and we'll see this several times, many of the letters will follow this pattern on this slide.
所以呢，很多的书信呢，实际上它的风格都像这个幻灯片上所展示的。
The beginning of the letter will teach what we believe.
然后在书信的刚开始会教导说我们所信的。
So, for instance, the book of Romans.
罗马书。
Chapters 1 through 11 are our doctrine. This is what we believe.
头一章到十一章是我们的教义，就是说我们所信的。
Then, at chapter 12, verse 1.
然后从第十二章开始。
He says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers.
然后在十二章他就说，因此，弟兄们。
And this word, therefore, is the place that the letter changes direction.
他那个字，因此就是改变了这个 这个整个的这个方向的一个词。
The word therefore is a very important word in Paul.
在保罗书信里面，因此这个词是一个非常重要的词。
I encourage you to take a colored marker.
我希望你能买一个特别的颜色的这个荧光，就是高光笔。
And every time you see the word therefore, highlight it, circle it, mark it somehow.
然后你就只要看到因此这个词，你就把它给特别把它标记出来。
Because in Paul, the word therefore does this.
在保罗的书信里边，这个因此这个词的所做的功用有。
Because of what came before.
因为前边所发生的所讲的。
Therefore, this is what we must do.
因此这就是我们所要做的。
So, chapters 1 through 11 of Romans are, this is what we believe.
所以呢, 1到11章的, 就是讲到说, 这是我们所信的。
Therefore,
因此所以,
chapters 12 through 15, this is what we must do. This is how we will live. This is our practice.
这就是12章到15章,你说, 这是我们所要做的, 我们所要活出来的, 我们应该怎么生活。
Ephesians is another book that does the same way.
然后呢, 以弗所书也是这样子的一个格式。
Chapters 1 through 3, Paul says, this is what we believe.
1到3章告诉我们, 保罗说这是我们所信的。
This is what God has done for us.
这是神为我们所做的。
Therefore, chapter 4, verse 1.
第3章第1节说, 因此,
I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of our calling.
就是既然就是因此我劝你们行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Because of what we believe,
因为我们所信的,
this is how we will live.
所以我们就要这样活。
Now, the reason I want to emphasize this is there's two dangers in reading Paul's letters.
我之所以要强调这个，就是在读保罗书信的时候有两种危险。
And I'm going to describe both dangers.
我会给你们讲两种危险都是什么。
And I want you to think as I talk about these two dangers and decide which one is the bigger danger for you.
然后当我谈论讲到的两种危险的时候，我希望你能想一想哪一种危险对你来讲是更能够适合于你，你更容易犯哪种危险。
Because all of us tend to have one of these two dangers, and so we have to beware.
所以呢，我们很多人都会有其中的一种，所以我们要小心。
The first danger,
这第一种危险就是,
is to read the doctrine section,
就是读这个教义的部分,
and fill our minds with the doctrine,
然后我们的头脑中充满了这种教义,
but we don't live the practice in the last part of the book.
但是我们却没有活出来在这个书信的后边的所讲的这种实际生活的部分。
So you see, we can read and study Ephesians 1 through 3.
所以我们可以阅读，可以学习那个研读以弗所书1到3章。
And we can be very excited about what he teaches us, about what God has done.
我们可以非常的就是为保罗所教导我们，为神为我们所做的这些一切感到很兴奋。
And then we can come to chapters 4 through 6.
然后我们可以到第4到6第6章。
And he says, do not let the sun go down while you're angry.
然后里面提到说, 不可含怒到日落。
If you're angry, deal with it that day immediately.
然后呢, 你必须要当日把这个生气呢, 这个怒气给处理掉。
Don't let any anger and bitterness grow in your heart.
不要让 任何的恶毒恼恨在你的心里扎根。
Instead, forgive one another as Christ forgave you.
要彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
And we can read that and we can say, I don't like that.
然后你可以读这个说我不喜欢这里讲的。
My personality, I'm an angry person.
我的个性我就是挺容易生气的。
This can't apply to me.
哦，所以这个对我不实用。
And so we look at the first part and we ignore the second part.
所以呢，我们就是光读头一部分的教义的部分，但是我们对后边这个实情呢，实际要活出的部分却忽略。
That's one mistake in reading Paul.
那个是一读保罗书信的一种错误。
To learn the doctrine, the first part, and ignore the practice, the second part.
就是学习第一部分的教义，但是却忽略第二部分的实际的生活的应用。
And when we do that, we end up with minds that are full, but lives that do not look like Jesus Christ wants us to look.
如果我们那样子的话呢，我们就是头脑中充满了各种的这种神学知识，但是我们的生命却不能彰显出来基督的样式。
That's one mistake.
那是一种错误，一种危险。
The second mistake.
第二种错误是。
Is to skip the first part.
就是跳过第一部分，这个教义的部分。
And to just make a list of rules out of the second part.
就是从第二个部分呢，就列出来一个各种规则的清单。
When we do this, we try to follow what Paul teaches, but we don't have the foundation that he laid.
然后呢，我们这样做的时候呢，我们就是想跟随保罗的这个教训，但是却没有根基。
I find some parents follow this have this problem.
我发现了有些父母呢，就是有这方面的问题。
Ephesians, Paul says you should obey your parents.
这个以弗所说了，你做儿女的要听从父母。
Husbands can say, Paul says you're supposed to submit to me.
然后做先生呢，会对丈夫太太说，保罗说了，做妻子的你要顺服自己的丈夫。
Chapters 4 through 6 of Ephesians, the practice will not work unless we have 1 through 3, the doctrine.
如果没有以弗所书的一到三章的这个教义的部分，那四和六章的这一部分也没法活出来，也没法行之有效。
Without 1 through 3, the doctrine, we have no foundation for the practice.
因为一章和三章呢是我们的基础，如果你没有一到三章，你等于说就没有你行动的一个根基。
And so we become very well behaved.
所以我们就变成说外边呢行为很好。
Church going.
去教会。
Nice.
人也挺好的。
Pagans.
但是呢，却是一个外邦人。
We do everything right on the outside.
我们却是异教徒，因为我们行了所有这个外边的这些规则。
But there is no foundation underneath.
但是在这个一切的下边却没有一个根基。
We must have both in our understanding of these letters.
所以在我们在读这个保罗书信的时候，我们这两方面都需要有。在我们的理解上
I find it is helpful for us to ask ourselves, which is the bigger danger for me?
我觉得对我们个人来讲，我们来问自己说，哪一个是我容易犯的这个错误，哪一个对我更危险？
Because of my personality and my way of thinking, I tend to have the danger that I love the first part and I might ignore the practice.
因为我自己的个性，因为我的这个实践，我有可能就是只是看重第一个部分，但是却忽略第二部分。
I have met other people who are very good at the practice, but they ignore the first part.
我也碰到有些人，就是他们第二部分做得很好，但是他们却忽略第一部分的教义。
Paul intends for us to pull them both together.
保罗的意思是要让我们把这两部分都要去做，都要放在一起。
And become Christians who know what we believe.
成为就是明白我们所信的基督徒。
And we live lives that look like Jesus Christ.
然后我们所活出来的生命也像耶稣基督。
Okay, that's the introduction to how to read the letters. Let's go ahead and begin Romans. I'm not going to get through all of this today, but let's begin.
所以呢，这就是我们前面的序言，就是告诉我们怎么读保罗书信。现在我们开始来讲罗马书。
I have said on the next slide that the theme of Romans is the righteousness of God.
所以我这张幻灯片显示罗马书的这个主题就是神的义。
And that involves several ideas.
这个包括了好几个概念。
It means God's righteousness.
它这个意味着说神的这个公义。
And how he treats us righteously.
他是如何公义的来对待我们。
And it means how God imparts that righteousness to us so that we can live lives that are pleasing to him.
然后也表明就是神怎么把他的公义就是给我们，所以我们可以在他面前过一个公义的生活。
And so as we read this book, we are seeing who God is.
所以当我们读罗马书，我们可以看到说神是谁。
And what God wants to do in us.
神想在我们的生命中做什么样的事。
The author of Romans, of course, is Paul.
罗马书的作者当然就是保罗。
He is writing when he is in Corinth.
他的写作是从哥林多这个城市写这封信的。
He had stopped in Corinth on his third journey.
他是在第三次宣教旅程中在哥林多停了一下。
He spent about 3 months in Corinth that trip.
在那趟宣教旅程中他在哥林多待了三个月。
And while he is there, he writes this letter to Rome.
他在那儿的时候就写了给这个罗马的人的一封书信。
Now, it is something of a unique letter.
这是一个很独特的书信。
Because he has never been to this church.
因为呢，他从来没有去过罗马那个教会。
Most of his letters are written to churches that he had started, and then he writes them to follow up with more teaching.
然后呢，保罗的书信大部分都是写给他所建立的教会，然后他也在跟随，就是说，他自己的他继续的教导他们。
This letter is different. This letter is written to a church where he's never been.
然后，但这封书信呢，确实写给一个他从来没有去过的教会，没有。
Instead, he writes this letter to prepare the way for him to come later.
他写这封书信是为了预备他将来可以晚一些的时候他可以去那个来参观来探访他们到访的一个教会。
Normally, he visits a city, he starts a church, and later he writes them a letter.
通常呢就是他先到一个地方到一个城市然后他开始职堂然后之后他来写这封信再写信。
This church, someone else started,He writes a letter and he plans later to visit.
但是这封罗马的教会却是别的人创建的，就是自开始的。然后他写这封信过去呢，是为了他将来可以去探访他们、到访他们、访问他们。
He's intending to come there and from there to go to Spain on a missionary trip.
他是准备先到罗马，然后再从罗马去西班牙去宣教。
And so he is writing them to say, please prepare for me to come.
所以呢，他写给他们信的一个，就是告诉他们说，请你们准备好我的来访。
And so, since he's not been there, this letter is different than the other letters.
因为他从来没有去过这个教会，所以这封书信跟别的书信是不同的。
It is sort of a summary of his teaching.
然后呢，这封书信就好像是他所有教他的教导，他的教训的一个总结。
He covers a huge range of doctrine in this letter.
在这个书信里边呢，他已经涵盖了很多方面的一些教义，很多教义。
When I come to you,
说当我到
你 this is what I will be preaching.
他的意思就是说，当我到你那儿的时候，这是我要讲的。
Now.After I tell you that, you may be very curious about chapter 16.
当我讲完了，讲到这儿的时候，我如果告诉你们，你们大概会对十六章非常的觉得很好奇。
Because chapter 16 is a long list of names.
因为在十六章呢，有好多好多的人名。
In fact, when you read chapter 16, you will think, well, he knows almost everybody at that church.
然后当你读十六章，你会说，哎呦，保罗在认识地格罗马教会里边的所有的人。
It is as if I wrote a letter to someone and said, please greet sister so-and-so, please greet brother so-and-so, and went through the whole church list.
然后呢，好像就像是我给一个人写信说，请你问谁谁谁。这个姐妹那个弟兄们啊，然后把教会所有人都提了一遍。
Rome was the central city.
罗马是当时那个世界的中心城市。
And so many of these people are people who Paul knew at other places.
然后这个教会中的很多人都是保罗在就是在别的地方遇到过认识的人。
Now they have gone to Rome, and so he greets them.
现在这些基督徒呢，就到了罗马，或者是回到罗马，保罗就问他们的安。
And he is looking forward to when he will visit the city and meet them again.
然后保罗就计划说，当他去罗马的时候呢，他可以再见到这些人。
Okay, please go down to slide 7.
我们看罗马书第七章的幻灯片。
The theme of Romans is.Right with God or the righteousness of God.
这个罗马书的主题就是与神和好或者说神的公义。
I've already told you 1 through 11 is what we believe.
我刚才已经讲过1到11章是我们所信的。
Therefore, 12 through 16, this is how we live.
因此到12章16章就是我们要活出的。
Now, as we start this letter, I want to begin with a big question that is part of Rome.
我们开始的时候，我要问开始一个关于罗马书一个很大的一个问题，一个提问。
This is the question that Martin Luther struggled with when he read Romans.
所以这个问题呢，是马丁路德在他读罗马书的时候，他所挣扎的一个问题。
It is the question that John Wesley struggled with and read Romans.
然后也是约翰威斯利他所挣扎的问题，所以他也是在罗马书时候去挣扎，要去寻找答案的问题。
And this is the question.
这个问题就是
，If God is righteous,
如果神是公义的
，and I am sinful.
我是有罪的，我是有罪性的。
How can I be made right with God?
我如何可以跟在神面前是显为正呢
？God cannot simply close his eyes and pretend that I am righteous.
神不能闭上眼睛，就是假装好像我是公义的。
So how am I made right with God?
所以我如何在神面前显为公义呢？在神面前与神和好呢？
In Romans 7 verse 17,
在罗马书七章十七节这样说。
Paul gives us his old answer. This is slide 8.
保罗给了他用的替代三天，他给了他过去的一个答案。What's mean the old answer?
Slide 8. In Romans 7, Paul gives us the answer that he had before he came to Christ.
保罗给了一个就是在他遇到基督之前一个答案。
Before he met Christ, Paul tried in himself to keep the law.
在他遇到基督之前，保罗想凭着靠着自己去遵守律法。
But he says, I want to do good, but evil is in me.
他说，我想去做这个，去行善，但是里边呢，却有这个罪。
It's not me, it is sin.
他说， 不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
I don't want this.
我也不想这样。
But I'm a prisoner.
但是我像是个囚犯一样。
I believe, and we'll come back to this later, but I believe that in Romans 7, Paul is giving us a picture of what it is like to try to please God in our own strength.
所以呢，我觉得罗马书第七章就是向我们展示，保罗向我们描绘了一幅，就是说如何，怎么样是靠着我们自己的能力想要取悦神的一个努力。
We are awake enough to God to say, this is what I want. I want to please him.
我们好像就是醒过来，我们说，哎，这是我想要的，我想要向，想要神高兴，我想要取悦神，让神喜悦。
But instead, we please our fleshly sinful desires.
但是我们却是呢，取悦我们自己里边的这种肉体的这个情欲。
We say, I don't want to fall to this sin.
我们说我们不想要落入这个罪中。
But we are prisoners.
但是我们却是像是囚犯一样。
And we end up saying, it's not me, it's sin that controls me.
我们最后就说不是我，而是这个罪在控制着我，在辖制着我。
I think Paul can look back to a time when that was his experience.
我觉得保罗可以回头看，可以看到他，那是他过去的自己的亲身经历。
But then in chapter 8, he begins.
然后在第八章他是这样开始的。
Now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
那如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
The law of the spirit of life has set you free in Christ from the law of sin and death.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
In Galatians 2, he will say, not I, but Christ.
在加拉太书第二章二十节就在说，不是我，而是基督。
None of us have the power to be completely in control of our life.
我们没有任何一个人就是说对我们的生命生活有完全的掌控。
We think we do.
我们以为自己是可以自掌控的。
But we are controlled by our desires.
但是我们却被我们的这个愿望被我们的所控制。
We are controlled by our habits.
我们被我们的习惯所控制。
And those habits, those desires are going to be guided either by sin or by Christ.
我们的那些心愿呢，我们那个愿望或者是被神所引导，或者是被我们的罪所引导。我们的那个渴望。
Romans gives us the wonderful news.
但是罗马书给了我们一个好消息，大好的消息。
That we can be completely transformed.
我们可以被完全的更新，被完全的改变。
So that sin is not controlling those desires.
所以呢
，Christ controlling those desires.
我们就不是在被罪在控制我们的这心里边的这个渴望跟欲望，而是。耶稣基督来控制我们的掌控我们的可想。
Many Christians struggle because they never get out of Romans 7 into Romans 8.
很多基督徒他们很挣扎，因为他们从来没有从罗马书第七章出来进到第八章。
Or out of Romans 7 into Galatians 2.
或者是从罗马书第七章进到加拉太书第二章二十节。
Last night I went to the memorial service for a friend.
昨天晚上我去参加一个朋友的追思礼拜。
The first 30 years of his life, 25 years, he lived a wicked, wicked life.
他生命的头25年他是过一个很邪恶的生活，放荡邪恶的生活。
He had become an addict and lived a very sinful life.
他就是成了一个瘾君子，然后过一个很被充满罪的生活。
But in his late 20s, he met Christ.
但是在他二十岁快三十二十岁后期的时候，他遇到了主。
And his life was completely turned around.
然后他的整个生命就被完全翻转过来。
Now, he did not have an easy life.
他没有一个很轻松的生活。
When he became a Christian, his wife left him.
当他成为基督徒之后，他太太就离开他了。
He raised five children by himself.
他自己抚养五个孩子长大。
That is not easy.
那个很不容易。
He had a difficult life.
他有一个很艰难的生活。
But I don't think I have ever met a more joyful person.
但是我却觉得我从来没有碰到过一个比他更喜乐的人。
And anytime you talk to him,
你任何时候跟他谈话,
somewhere in the conversation, he would tell you what Jesus did for him that changed his life.
然后在你跟他谈话中间，他总是会提到，耶稣改变了他的生命，为他做了什么。
He understood the power of Romans.
他理解这个罗马书的能力。
That we can be made right with God.
我们可以与神和好，在神面前公义。
Now, I'm going to go through Romans in more detail than I go through most of the letters.
我会在罗马书上更细的讲，比讲别的书更细节性的深入。
Simply because it gives us a pattern for reading the other letters.
因为呢，这个是给我们一个模式，就是一个格式，让我们知道。怎么样去读别的保罗书信？
So let me start by looking at the introduction of the letter.
所以我们来看罗马书的这个前言。
Please look at this in your Bibles.
请你打开你的圣经。
Because I'm going to look at several of the words.
因为我们要看好几个字词。
Paul is writing to a church at Rome.
保罗是写给罗马教会的这封信。
That is the throne of Caesar.
那个是凯撒的宝座所在地。
And right at the beginning of this letter, he confronts the power of Caesar with the power of Jesus Christ.
所以在这个信的最刚开始，保罗就开始面对说是凯撒的能力和基督的能力。
Right at the beginning of the letter, he makes clear Jesus is more powerful than Caesar.
在这个信的最刚开始，保罗就很清楚地讲明说基督是比凯撒更有能力，更有权能。
He uses some words that I want you to see.
他用了一些词，我想让大家来看。
Because when they heard these words,They would have recognized these words immediately.
因为当这些收信人听到这些词的时候，他们马上就认出来了。
Because they were words that Caesar used.
因为这些词呢是凯撒个人本人才用的词。
And now Paul is saying these words don't apply to Caesar; they apply to Jesus Christ.
现在保罗就说这些词不是应用在凯撒身上，而是应用在耶稣基督身上。
Verse 1.
第一节，第一章的第一节。
Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God.
他说，耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
Now, when we think of the word gospel, we kind of immediately think of our Bible. That's the gospel.
当我们听到说这个福音的时候，马上我们就想到我们的圣经，那就是我们的那个福音。
But gospel means good news.
但是福音这个词的意思就是好消息。
When a new emperor was crowned in Rome,
在罗马当一个新的皇帝他被封免的时候。
They would send people through the empire to announce the new emperor.
然后呢，他们就会派人到 罗马帝国的各处去传，就是去宣布说这个新的凯撒上任了。
And they would always use the word gospel.
他们所宣传这个信息，就是凯撒上来这个新的凯撒继位的这个消息，总是用福音这个词，好消息。
This is the good news of Caesar Augustus.
这个是凯撒奥古斯都的好消息。
This is the good news of Caesar Domitian.
这个是凯撒底米流提比流的好消息。
Paul says, I have been set apart for the good news of God.
然后保罗说，我是被神的这个好消息被特别分派出来。
This is good news that he promised by the through the prophets.
这个是好消息，是神从前借众先知所应许的。
Concerning his son who was descended from David.
论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉是从大卫后裔生的。
Now, when he says descended from David,
当他说到说大卫后裔。
for the Roman emperors, it was very important who their father, grandfather, great grandfather was.
对罗马的这个皇帝来讲，他们的父亲、祖父、曾祖父是谁是很重要的。
They got their authority from their family line.
他们的权柄来自于他们从哪个家庭，他们是哪个家族出来的。
And he says, Jesus is descended from the first of Israel's great kings.
然后保罗在这里说，耶稣是以色列最伟大的一位，最刚开始的最伟大的一位王的后裔来的。
Verse 4, He is Lord, Jesus Christ our Lord.
第四节说到耶稣是主，耶稣基督。
The word that he used there was the same word that was used for Caesar.
他那个主那个词呢，是同样的，也是凯撒所用的。
When Caesar would walk into an auditorium, everyone would stand and say, Caesar is Lord, is Kyrios.
然后呢，当那个凯撒进到这个大厅里的时候，所有人都站起来，就是说凯撒是主。这个主就是这个 curious，就是这里所说的耶稣是主这个词。
That meant he is the final, ultimate authority.
这个就意味着耶稣是最终的这个权柄。
Everything is under his control.
每样的事情都在他的掌控之下。
And so Paul takes that same word.
所以保罗就用同样的这个词，主这个词。
And says, Jesus Christ is Kyrios, is Lord.
他就在说耶稣基督是主。
Now, I want you to think for a minute what that means.
然后我就想让你想一下。
When they said Caesar is Lord, it meant he was the final authority of everything.
然后当这些人，罗马人说凯撒是主的时候，就意味着说凯撒是所有事情的最终权威。
You could not say Caesar is Lord, but he cannot tell me what to do in this area.
你不能说凯撒是主，但是又说在这个方面他不能告诉我该怎么做。
If he was Lord, it controlled everything.
如果他是主，他就掌控了你所有的方面。
Now, if we were all together at the church, I would ask you, how many of you raise your hands? How many of you say Jesus Christ is Lord?
我如果在一，我们真的是聚在一起，我就会问大家举手，就说多少人会说耶稣基督是主。Maybe everyone.
I think most of you would raise your hand.
我想大多数人都会举手。
And then I would have to ask you.
然后我就接着要问你。
When Jesus tells you what he wants you to do with your money, is he Lord?
当耶稣告诉你他该告诉你他想你怎么样使用你的金钱的时候，他是主吗？
When we read in Ephesians what Paul says, Jesus says you must forgive rather than to be angry.
然后在以弗所里边，保罗说你必须要饶恕，而不是说就抓着那个怨恨。
Is he Lord?
那他是那头是不是主呢？
Husbands, when he says you must love your wife as Christ loved the church.
先生们，当圣经上说，你必须爱你的妻子，如同耶稣爱教会。
Is he Lord?
他是主。
All of these commands.
所有的这些诫命。
If I truly say he is Lord.
如果我真的是说，认为他是主。
Everything else comes under that.
所有的一切都在这个下面。
You see, it seems to me that the Christian life becomes much more simple when we understand this.
如果我们真正的理解这一点，那基督徒的生活实际上就很简单。
For the Christian, we really only have to answer one question.
作为基督徒，我们实际上只需要回答，真正回答只有一个问题。
Who is Lord?
谁是主？
And after I answer that, all the other questions fall into place.
如果我真正的回答了这个问题，那别的所有的问题其实就都自然而然就有答案了。
He is Lord.
他是主。
That means entertainment is not Lord.
所以这就意味着说我的娱乐不是主。
And if my entertainment draws me away from Christ's authority and what Christ wants me to think about, he is Lord.
如果说我的这个娱乐已经把我心给弄偏离，让我不再服在耶稣的权柄之下，对我有控制，那时候那就耶稣不是主。
If he is Lord,
如果他是主的话，
politics is not Lord.
那政治不是主。
And I make my decisions based on what will please his word, what will submit to the authority of his word.
我做决定是根据说到底是什么是跟他的话语相符合，跟他的想法相符合，我要让他高兴。
Everything comes under the authority of he is Lord.
所有的一切都在于就是说他是主的这个权柄之下。
Now, what gives him this authority?
然后谁给了他这种权柄呢？
He says he was son of God.
他是神的儿子。
Again, the Caesars claimed we are divine.
凯撒都会宣称说我们是属天的。
Paul says, no, there is only one son of God.
然后保罗说不是的，只有一位神的儿子。
And then he says, here's how we see that he was son of God, is son of God.
然后保罗说，这里让我们看出来，让我们明白他到底他为什么他是神的儿子。
His resurrection from the dead.
因为从死里复活。
Caesar says, I'm divine.
那个凯撒说，我是神，我是属天的。
And Paul says, oh, really?
然后保罗说真的吗？
When will you be raised from the dead?
你什么时候从死里复活呢？
This is what declared the power and authority of our Lord. He was raised from the dead.
因为在这里面就是宣称了，证明了，宣扬了是显明是神的儿子，因为他从死里复活。
And then the last word that I want you to see in this introduction.
在这个前言里边，我最后想让你看到的一个词就是
to bring about the obedience of faith.
就是信服真道。
Again, that word faith was a word that was used by the Romans.
然后这个里边这个信呢，信仰呢，就是罗马人所用的一个词。
They would say we put our trust, our faith in Caesar.
他们就说我们把我们的信，把我们的信靠呢放在凯撒身上。
And that meant we trust him, we count on him.
那就意味着我们相信他，我们靠着他。
And Paul says that is what you are called to do as Christians.
保罗说那个是我们作为基督徒被呼召要去做的，要信靠神，信靠耶稣。
To put your trust in Jesus Christ.
把你的信靠放在耶稣身上。
Now, That's the introduction of the letter.
那个是这个罗马书的前言。
Next week, I want to go through the letter and see how he teaches us about this righteous God and how we can be made right with God.
然后下个星期我们就讲, 保罗是如何描述讲述这位公义的神, 然后我们也如何与神和好在神面前称为公义的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you that when we were still sinners,
亲爱的主, 我感谢你, 当我们仍然是做罪人的时候,
you loved us.
你爱我们,
you made us your children.
你让我们成为你的儿女,
and you provided a plan to make us in your image.
你真的是提供了一个, 一条道路, 让我们能够成为你的形象。
As we study Romans and Galatians, would you help us to see how that will look in our lives?
当我们学习罗马书跟加拉太书的时候, 求你帮助我们看到, 这样子在我们生命中应该看的是什么样的。
I pray in Jesus' name.
你这样祷告, 奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。 我就是说, 有的时候罗马书第七章是基督徒的信主之后的写的。
Okay, I know some people feel like Romans 7 is his current testimony.
有的人会觉得罗马书第七章是保罗当时的见证。
I'll talk about it next time.
我们下一次来讲。Okay, thank you.
But in the early church,
在早期的教会里面,
the first writers all interpret it for the first 400 years. They all interpreted it as this is Paul's testimony before he met Christ.
Okay. 早期教会大概是头400年所有的圣经学者都认为说这是罗马书第七章是保罗没有遇到基督之前的见证。
Okay. I have not found any exception.
麦慕路他没有看到任何例外，就是头400年这些所有的这些作者们都认为是保罗是未信主之前写的这个。